que tú siempre has vivido en el llano. Tú no conoces el monte.
Orquesta Arcocan, that is both the band and the album. It is our feature album on 2SER this week. That was Nota Haggis, and unfortunately my 7 lessons of Spanish on Duolingo have failed me there, and I can't tell you what that one means. I'm very sorry. I'll look it up after the break. It is 8:15. This is Breakfast on 2SER. It is time to talk Dictionary of Sydney. I'm joined by Dr. Lisa Murray. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Nick.
Now, look, just a little earlier in the show, we talked about Elizabeth MacArthur and her kind of forgotten history in the wool industry in Australia. A little bit topical because we're going to be talking about the very few Sydney suburb names that take their titles from women.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. As a historian, I'm always looking at how we shape our cities and how we get the names we get. And I was looking at street names, and particularly street names in the city, and saw there were very few that were named after women. And so, and knowing, you know, having a sort of general contextual understanding of Sydney's history, I thought, I wonder how many suburbs that actually commemorate women as opposed to men, or as opposed to men's estates that were granted to them.
Of course, so, like Surrey Hills.
Yes, and all of that. So there are a few, and they're not always the usual suspects in terms of them sounding like they might be named after women. So
Okay. First
we've got Eds. So that's in the southwest western suburbs.
All right.
In the MacArthur region. MacArthur.
There we go.
It was actually named by Governor Lachlan Macquarie in honour of his wife, Elizabeth's family estate.
So not actually after her per se,
no,
but after her family estate.
That's right. But then she gets also one named after her. So Elizabeth Bay.
Of course.
In the city on the harbour, eastern harbourside suburb, which Macquarie named after his wife, Elizabeth. So she gets two.
Whereas Ed's was probably more just to curry favour with the father-in-law by the sounds of it.
Quite possibly. Yeah. So naming is often about patronage and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So then we've got a couple connected with the Darlings as well. So Governor Ralph Darling was an early governor. He, the suburb of Darling Point, was actually connected with his wife. So it was originally known as Mrs. Darling's Point. So we've got Mrs. Macquarie's chair.
Yes.
And she apparently obviously quite liked that and sort of was living around there. So she got Mrs. Darling's Point, but then it just became known as Darling Point.
I had always thought it was named after him, not his wife.
There you go. Originally Mrs. Darling's, but she kind of gets, I guess, wiped out a little bit.
She was another Elizabeth, wasn't she?
She was.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Trendy name.
Yes, very.
Darlinghurst, again, said, you know, named by Governor Ralph Darling, said to be named after his wife because it was going to be all sort of high-class villas along the ridge there. But that's a bit dubious. So she kind of gets two.
Not sure. We'll give it two.
We'll give it two because, you know.
She gets a Hurst.
We don't have many.
A Point and a Hurst.
Yeah. I quite like this one, Agnes Banks. So that's in the northwest of Sydney.
I've never heard of that place.
And it was actually named by a convict settler. So now we're not getting the, you know, we're going down a little bit more to the hoi polloi. Andrew Thompson. He named it after his mother.
Aww.
Agnes Banks.
What a good boy.
Yeah. So that's good. This is one of my favourite, though. Beverly Park. Okay. So that's down around at the head of Cogra Bay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually a subdivision that was created from reclamation of land and stuff by Cogra Council in 1906. So think about 100 years ago. What did they decide to do? They decided to run a competition for the naming of the suburb. But it all got a little bit tricky. Okay, so they offered a £10 prize.
Quite a lot of money at the time.
And from the entries that came in, the alderman originally chose Glenroy. And then they also decided to name the streets in the subdivision after themselves. So it's like, right, we're going to call this place Glenroy, and then we'll have like Alderman Smith and Alderman. Anyway, so then, but then someone put in a rescission motion. Mm-hmm. So at the next council meeting, it was decided to let each alderman propose one name, and the winner would be drawn out of a hat.
Okay.
This is an interesting
naming process. Complex.
Yeah,
I love this.
It is. Stay with me. So they did that, and this time round, the name pulled out of the hat was Barina. B-A-R-E-E-N-A. So slightly Aboriginal sounding name, possibly. Anyway, then an argument broke out about who was going to get the prize money. And so this continued on until the next meeting, when they presented another shortlist for the councillors to debate.
Oh my.
And the name Beverly Park was chosen. And that had been submitted originally to the original competition by Estelle Tucker of Cogra. But we don't know why she chose the name or suggested it. So Beverly Park, suggested by Estelle Tucker.
Thank you, Estelle. Mysteriously suggested by Estelle Tucker.
Yeah, so maybe that was her mum's name or something.
It's quite lovely. Yeah. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Now, of course, the most recently named suburb after a woman is
Barangaroo.
Exactly. Yeah. So she was, of course, a feisty woman of the Camaray clan, was the second wife of Bennelong. Fantastic woman. You can read all about her. Now, my favourite, this is the last one to leave you on.
Okay.
And it's because of I was scraping around the bottom of the barrel to find other women's names. This is our 6 degrees of separation to a woman.
I'll take it.
Okay. Wollstonecraft. So Harbourside, North Shore, residential suburb. Is named for Edward Wollstonecraft, okay, but he's the nephew of the early feminist Mary Wollstonecraft and cousin to Mary Wollstonecraft Shelley, the author of Frankenstein, which was published 200 years ago this year.
That is fantastic. I mean, we'll take it because of both of them. I mean, that's great. But
yeah,
what was his connection? Do we know?
He had land in the area.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't know he had. Yeah. I didn't know they were the Wollstonecrafts of the Wollstonecrafts.
Of the Wollstonecrafts, yes.
Fantastic.
So there's always fun playing 6 degrees of separation.
Well, hopefully with Sydney expanding, we'll get better suburb names with a little more emphasis and not some accidental ones.
I think it's really interesting the way naming actually can inscribe a sort of certain way of being into a landscape.
Absolutely.
And I think that sort of gendered division really shows how our society has functioned for over 200 years.
Way too long. Dr. Lisa Murray, thank you very much.
Thank you, Nick.
Where can people read all Sydney stuff?
Well, all Sydney stuff, anything to do with history, go to dictionarysydney.org.
We'll have links up on 2scr.com. Thank you very much. We'll do this again this time next week. We're about 8 minutes away from 8:30 news headlines. Yeah, let's go for some George Elbrecht. This is Wash Away the Rain.